That song was for Loretta, and hope she gets well. Pass you over to Ray.
Hi, Abby. Welcome to Raising Our Voices. I'm Ray, and with me today, Des, Luke, and Jan. Hi to all.
Hi.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, everyone. This is Nick. Today we have a special show for International Day with People with Disabilities. So happy International Day to you all. Happy Day, Des.
Thanks, Luke, for those wishes. It's great we have this day to let people know about the issues people with a disability have. We have come a long way, but there are still big problems out there. What do you think, Jane?
That's right, Des. We are going to be talking about a really important issue today, which is in international, is it? Institutions for people with an intellectual disability. I spent nearly 21 years of my life in an institution, and I can tell you they are not good. I was actually sexually abused. They are terrible. Why? They are a terrible way to live, and we need to do all we can to shut them down. I was in a video telling my story, and here is a clip from that. Well, one of the nuns took me to Pleasant Creek, I can remember, and I was not too sure, like, where I was going, because I was 5 years old, I was. And when I went there, I saw all these kids in the playground, I did, and I thought that they were my brothers and sisters, I did, and they took me into these two big white gates, and it was a big place, it was. And that's when I thought I was home. I was back to my parents. And I wasn't. I was into a home. I was with all other kids. It was like a jail. It was. And like the nurses punished us. They did. And the punishment we got from the nurses, if we like wet ourselves or if we done something what we're not supposed to, the nurses would punish us and tell us to go in the corner. They would. Or go to bed early. They would all go about food. Yes. Sometimes I feel like swearing. Do you know what I mean?
I agree with you, Jan. 100%. I lived in Trellis at Sunbury at for 30-odd years. And if they are any good, why don't people who live don't have a disability go to live in them? What you get put in there, you found a way from your family and friends in the middle of nowhere. Luke.
Well, Luke, Reinforce and Ballard have a new campaign called Shut In, and we aim to get all the institutions for people with an intellectual disability in Victoria shut down. Here is a song about it from South Advocates in America.
We got to close the institutions.
We gotta close.
We gotta close
the institutions. We gotta close.
We gotta close
the institutions. We gotta close.
We gotta close the institutions.
We gotta lock them up. Throw away the key. We got the charter.
We got the charter
of rights and freedoms. We got the charter. Until they close them up real tight, until they turn off all the lights. You know for sure we won't, we can't give up the fight.
Hi folks, my name is Amanda Hisco and I'm going to give you all out there vital but very important message. For people with disabilities all around the world to have their say and be able to stand up for their rights and also should be given a try at new skills and knowledge, and we're all out there and we've got abilities to do things in the all we need is people to take off their horse class and see us. It's people first and ability second and disability third. We want to be respected on that line of thing I've given, and a happy International Day for all you guys out there. Bye.
Turn off your radio. I got something to say. Turn off the radio. Turn off the radio. I want a revolution, and I want it today. I want a revolution. I want a revolution. Turn off your radio.
Welcome back, listeners, to our special on the shutting campaign to close all institutions for people with an intellectual disability in Victoria. Jane, what institutions are there still open in Victoria?
The biggest one is Clander in Colac. There are 129 people living there. Sandhurst in Bendigo has 42 people living there. Plenty Residential Service in Bundoora has about 100 people living there. The Oakley Centre has about 43 people living in two buildings. That's well over 300. It's a lot, isn't it, Ray?
Yes, but there some people are staying in Oh, you got me. And the chitons should be staying out. But people who with disabilities aren't staying with this, with parents and workers like them so much, they should go and live there. So, Luke, what are we doing?
Our shaking campaign, we'll be talking news of Asian days, telling about Asians.
We have done a drama performance called Institutional Dreaming that shows people why we want them shut down. We have performed this and we'll have another show in March. If people want to see the show, they should contact Reinforce to get details. The number is 96507855. That number again is 96507855. Jane, you went to the Kevin Rudd Apology to Children in Institutions. What do you think of that?
Yes, I went to listen to it at the State Library and it was moving. Yes, good that children have been apologised to, but we were shut in for years and years as children and as adults, and no one said sorry for that. People with an intellectual disability are still in institutions and that not accepted. They have to be given homes in the community now. Do you agree, Ray?
Yes. We want to the state government to put their money on the table in the next budget. It was been long enough to shut them down. Having anything sung, close the door.
Close the door. Ian Abdallah. Don't these people's disabilities because they're able to do anything.
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm a person with a disability. I'm a self-advocate and I'm proud of it. And on this day, the 3rd of December, which is International Day of People with Disability, I'm calling on all people with disability, especially those with an intellectual disability, to stand up and be counted.
Turn up your radio.
In 2009, in one of the most enlightened and wealthiest nations in the world, it is possible for persons with disability to die of starvation in specialist disability services, to be raped or assaulted without any reasonable prospect of these crimes being detected, investigated, or prosecuted by the legal system, and to have their children removed by child protection authorities on the prejudiced assumption that disability simply equates with incompetent parenting.
Casey, there was Casey for respect to this. What else is the temper doing?
We are starting a petition for people to sign. If you want to sign up, we will have it on the website next week. The address is www.reinforce.org.au. So everyone who agrees should sign up. If you don't have internet, you can ring Reinforce on 9650 7855. And we continue a petition. The number again is 9650 7855. Jane, what else can people do?
Well, Des, people can contact their local member to tell them to speak up about it and put pressure on the Minister, Lisa Neville. We can all contact her to tell her to shut them down. So listeners can also contact Reinforce on 9650 7855.
Thank you, everyone.
Everyone you meet has a story all their own. You are different from me, but we don't have to stand alone. People first, we're people first. People first, we're people first. How the trouble in the world comes from ignorance and fear. When you look at me, can you see the person here? Some of us are strong,
but for those still locked away, we will sing this song. We'll show the world all that we can do.
My name's Jane. December the 3rd is International Day of People with a Disability. It is important to celebrate this because we all want the rest of these institutions that are opened up, we want them all closed, like Sandhurst, Clander, Perry Plenty and Oakley. So the people that are in these institutions now, we want them to go out into the community just like anybody else because of the way they were treated, because I know what it is like being treated in an institution myself. Listening to a broadcast in celebration of people with an intellectual disability on 3CR Community Radio. I just hope we can get a lot of comments back to what we've been talking about today, especially International Day of People with an Intellectual Disability, because the more comments that we can get back, the stronger it can be, and we can let the government know that we want to close these institutions down so that people can be out on the outside, not on the inside, and they don't have to be abused and anything like that. That's it.
And I think International Day for People with a Disability, there should be more of it, and there should be more people giving support to people with a disability, and there should be rallies, there should be campaigns, and we should make this not just an issue, but a big, big, big issue.
The big issue of disability that for me is especially cobblestones and Facebook, so people will not be able to trip over.
So if anybody has any comments on today's radio, they can contact 96507855. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Don't forget our show next Wednesday at 6 Goodbye from Raising Our Voices.
Bye.
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 We stand. Thanks for listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online.